I should have kept with my flute lessons in fifth grade.
Wendy, I know you think you're kidding, but you should have. That was a huge mistake.
I could have played with Jethro Tull.
Yep.
The Beastie Boys.
The Beastie Boys. Zamfir.
It was a
we
magic
have nothing
flute.
To There's Zamfir, but Zamfir himself, Wendy. That's what I say.
Whatever happened to, what, like, was it Esteban? He was like a Zorro-dressed guitar kind of infomercial
Wait,
guy.
Wait, where was he? I don't think I ever saw
Esteban.
Esteban. Late night. You know, so you didn't know how to play guitar, but you knew you were always destined to be a great guitarist. Well, yes. Esteban, for only $29.99, set up over three easy payments, right? Could teach you, but he was, you think, well, geez, well, why wouldn't anybody be able? That's why they built in an air of mystery. So Esteban had the Zorro flat hat with like the little dingle
balls
thing. Yep, yep. And then he had his guitar. Of course, you couldn't learn to be great without the Esteban signature model of guitar.
Yep.
Yep.
Here's some of that beautiful guitar music.
He wears sunglasses.
He's really good.
Of course he is. That's what it says on his website. Wendy's reading it. He's really good.
Although he did play guitar with the Ronco Knives dude.
Oh, he did? Ronco
yes.
Peel?
Yes.
Dave Neal has joined us in studio and is giving us an Esteban lesson, a richly deserved Esteban lesson. Dane, thank you for being here. How are you?
I am good. Thanks for having me. When you think of Esteban, you think about, well, of course, great music, but then also education, teaching, those teachable moments when it comes to the world of music. Well, when it comes to the world of culinary education, kind of the ambassador from the chef to the classroom, a program that I have supported and interviewed and brought in a bunch of times is Pilot Light, right? And yep. And we had Alex, the executive director, in and talked about it. And for the listeners to kind of just re-up, it's basically taking chefs, and chefs came up with this. So Matthias Mergers, who's with us today, he's going to talk a little bit about that. Paul Kahn, Jason Hamill, chefs have gotten together to try to take what it is they do and bring it into the classroom, not only to be ambassadors for what it is they do on the culinary side, but also important learning, teaching, education lessons, science, right? Math.
Exactly.
And bringing it into the classroom. It's Pilot Light.
Matthew, first of all, thank you for being here. Greatly
Matthias.
Appreciate it. Matthias, I'm sorry. Now, explain to me the process of how you came up with the idea and then implemented it. What was behind all this?
You know, chefs, they always, you know, they love cooking. They love what they do in the restaurants. But the chefs that I know, they always want to give back to the community.
Sure.
And I was at Disney 2 Magnet School up in Old Irving, and going into the classroom and showing them a piece of fish or teaching them about something, a way to cook. And Paul Kahn, a great friend of mine, and Jason Hamill, this was about 8 years ago, and Michelle Obama had a call to chefs for chefs in classrooms and to go in and do something. And we came back and we're like, you know, there wasn't any access to CPS and to get into schools. And
yeah.
I'm like, hey, I'm already doing something. And as you know, chefs are just crazy. We have to get it done like immediately, no matter what. We break rules. Yeah. We just like go in. So we went into the school and we start to teach kids and then take over the lunchroom. So whatever they were learning in the classroom, we would take those recipes or those ingredients and we would cook lunch for the entire school.
Oh, nice.
And we said, this is great. We love doing this. Let's expand it and go to other schools. And we realized that, A, there's like 500,000 kids in the city who go to CPS, and there's no way that there's enough chefs to go to every classroom. So over the process of time, we realized that, you know, teachers are so awesome. I have such great respect for them because they are like the parents outside the home. They're the caregivers.
Sometimes more important than the parents.
That's exactly right. And we thought, let's collaborate with the teachers. Chefs and teachers come together in the Pilot Institute, which we just created 2 years ago. And we create curriculum where teachers can go back to their classroom and teach kids about food and healthy living through the core curriculum. So if they're studying math or science or literature, food and the language of food and health is woven into it. So they're learning it every single day. And we've seen through what they choose during the lunch hour that if they're learning about food in the classroom, they're making healthy decisions not only in the lunchroom at school but also at home. They're bringing these lessons to their home and community.
And think about it. I love to cook. There's a lot of math involved in measurements.
Oh, yeah.
And an actual hands-on learning situation is going to make a kid learn so much more than sitting at a desk and looking at the chalkboard or dry erase board.
That's exactly right. Kids want to be hands-on. They want to feel like they're participatory within the classroom. They want to have an ownership of like their own destiny. And even at a young age, we see in kindergarten, first and second grade, that when you give a kid the opportunity to participate – they are all in and focused. And, you know, we use that energy from the children to get our lesson plans across to the teachers.
What I think is really cool, and Wendy, you'll mention it, it's true that like chefs are the new rock stars and all of those, but they also have an everyday place in every single community and touch so many people, ideally probably more than maybe, you know, a fireman or policeman, based on just the fact that, you know, as opposed to feeding, as opposed to kind of tragedies or disasters. So it's great to get the chefs in the classroom and be able to share some of those messages. And when you think about the rock star side of things, you know, Chef Mathias, you know, from You Show Billy Sunday, Lucky Door, because he was one of those pop-up chefs that did the Wrigley Field collaborations. Yeah. So he's got a lot to do. So it's cool that you could take time out and do this. And one of the things, and you mentioned chefs are pulled in a million different directions, so many great events here in Chicago to raise, you know, funds and awareness for good causes, but to have it be something that's originated by them, like they can get together. Hey, we do a lot of stuff. What would we do if we could? I think it's really special.
Mathias, when I was in grade school, I don't remember any of the kids saying point blank, I hope to be a chef when I'm older, but that's changed. A kid now today, that's a very viable option for a career, isn't it?
No, not just kids, but adults.
Yeah.
I think that's
It's
never too late.
Right.
You too can do this.
Yeah.
But it's, kids, it's, we look at food, it's the ultimate common denominator between cultures. And one of the big thing we emphasize through our program is empathy, and how, like in the South Side at Ray Elementary School in Hyde Park, how there's, you know, 40 different languages that are being spoken. And when they come to the lunchroom or they come to this program and they use it, it breaks down all barriers. And I think that that's something that's really unique and really special that we're so proud of. And, you know, we didn't even anticipate that, but it turned out to be so.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, I know I don't have athletes. My sons do not. They don't participate. They're musicians, video game people. But now you can add a chef to that as well. If you have a kid who's not a great athlete, all of a sudden they can excel in the kitchen.
That's exactly right. I think that, you know, it's the advent of, like, Food Network, all these celebrity chefs, it becomes now a really viable option, even though I wouldn't necessarily suggest it to everyone, because it's like, it looks great on TV, but the amount of work, working 100 hours a week, you don't have any days off. It's a definite commitment for sure.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll pick this up in just a few minutes. If you'd like to jump in with any questions or comments, 312-981-7200 is the way to do that. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. We're talking food with Dane Neal. Dane has brought a very special guest up with him.
Yeah, yes, I have. It's Chef Mathias Merges. He is part of one of the founding members, kind of the Justice League of chefs when it comes to Pilot Light. And you think to yourself, when you get a great group of people and you want to raise awareness for it, certainly you're doing amazing things in the classroom, but you want, especially here in Chicago, get together, celebrate, bring in some of your colleagues from the food world, and invite, you know, maybe 1,000 of your closest friends for what is. And as someone who has been to and covered so many of these, this is an absolutely, you know, one of a kind, unique dining experience. So, Chef, talk a little bit about the list. It's got to be 25 chefs that are some of the absolute top ones, nationally known, acclaimed here in Chicago. But the way that the event works, as opposed to so many great ones where it's like tasting stations and cocktails, this is really cool.
Oh, it's pretty incredible. You know, I think that one thing we want to do in Pilot Light, as you know, the state has some challenges financially. And, you know, Pilot Light is really run off of like some really kind donations from sponsors and trusts and gifts from families and friends. And it's been pretty incredible. So this year, we're doing a new kind of format for our gala, which is Friday night. And instead of having the stations where people walk around and they get to taste some things, we're actually going to have each chef participant, people like Grant Ackett, Rick Bayless, we have Sarah Grutenberg, Stephanie Izzard, myself, Paul Kahan, Jason Hamill, and a number of others. We decided, like, why don't we just do like small little restaurants where people have to bid, like at an auction, mm-hmm. to buy 20 people in these little restaurants that we'll build within the space. So like myself, I have 20 people and friends of mine, and actually the Chicago Cubs bought a table in my section, and so kind of them. And we're going to cook for 20 people during this event, have a live auction. Afterwards, there's going to be a stand-up kind of like dessert reception with great cocktailing. And then the after party, which starts at 10 o'clock, is going to be at the Ace Hotel,
nice.
Which is going to be incredible. So it's like a full night. You can hang out with the chefs, meet great people. There's music, there's great food, and it's all great for a great cause.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds good.
So instead of just having, you know, one or two bites from that chef and moving on, you're going to get that full kind of experience at Grand Ackett's. That's Alinea, you know, Rick Bayless and all the stuff that he does and so many others. Monteverdi, you know, with Sarah Grunberg. I mean, this is not the kind of thing that you see every day. I think there's still a couple tickets available, right, if people want to get...
I think there's two tickets available. We're probably sold out. So if you're a single diner and you'd like to join the event, you can. If you're a couple, I'm not sure if there's any seats left. But the after party
Anyone
is available.
Go to the after party?
Exactly. And that's actually, I'll tell you on the download, that's probably the most fun with the chefs because it gets a little rowdy. So,
does it? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's pilotlightchefs.org?
That's correct. So if you can't make it, you know, and be so kind to like leave a donate your time with us and see how you can get, you know, involved.
So that's one of the ways that, you know, as if he has extra spare time. He talked about the career and how demanding it is, and it's tough running and owning a restaurant, especially a successful one, is one of the hardest things to do. It's a difficult business. But when you lend yourself to some of these great causes, and then you get out there and you want to do some new projects. We mentioned some of them, but you've got a brand new place,
sure,
a new concept that you're working with another friend of the program, Graham Elliott, and you guys are doing a new place.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, when we were back at Charlie Trotter's, you know, I was there for 14 years as executive chef and director of operations. And, you know, so many great and talented chefs have gone through that space. And, you know, after 35 years in the business and being able to, like, partner up with Graham and Alex Bachman, who is a beverage guy at Trotter's, it's amazing. And I think that you'll see more and more of these collaborations happen, like Johnny Vineyard in L.A. and different places that are happening. And, you know, Gideon's Suite is going to be on Randolph Street. And it's a collaboration between us three and, you know, what we bring, our individual kind of, like, styles and philosophies on food and service and cuisine. I think that's going to be really, really spectacular.
As far as like the whole Trotter connection, and it is sort of this kind of fraternity when you look at the sort of tree, the org chart, right, of so many different personalities that have succeeded in a bunch of different ways in the food world, you know, Graham, for one, and, you know, talk a little bit about that, like how that, certainly so many years there, and we've supported, had on the Trotter Project and some of the things that they're doing. But just that it is kind of like this connection. You guys went through all that together.
It is. I think that, you know, we, being back at Trotter's, it was a very, very intense place. And it was very difficult at times to work there. But the greatness that came out of it, what we were able to do together, it was more family-oriented than anything. It wasn't, you know, you clock in and you clock out. It's like everyone wanted to be the first one in and the last one out. And it was, you know, the 80 to 100 hours a week, but the philosophies of, like, the passion and the energy that came out of that place is evident with, like, you know, John and Karen Shields at, you know, Smith and Loyalist, or Grant Ackett's, or Graham Elliott. And the list goes on and on. Giuseppe Tenturi, and, it, you know, not only in the city, but the country and, you know, parts of the world too.
The intensity you just talked about, I've heard other people who worked at Trotter's use that same word, intensity. Was it because of the striving for perfection, the constant striving for perfection, or was there
some other
reason?
Right. That's exactly right. I think that, you know, our goal was excellence at all times in every single detail. So, if, you know, Charlie had the wait staff put, you know, double stick tape on the bottom of their shoes so as they walk through your dining room, there'll never be any lint. Uh-huh. It's like that attention to detail that no matter if it was in the guest view or it wasn't, there was only one way to operate, and that was to be your absolute best at all times. And we really instilled that in everyone who came through that back door.
Do you think Baker Square has that same level of intensity?
Well, you know, in some ways, hey, you know, I love Baker Square.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, especially this time of year.
French slope, right? That's it.
Yeah,
that's
pumpkin pies available. Yep. So,
Gideon Sweet, where'd you get the name?
Gideon Sweet's actually an heirloom apple that almost went extinct back in the mid 1800s. That they found some seeds at that seed bank in New York that only does apples. And we just go through a lot of names that kind of, like, it's food related, it's interesting, it has some cocktailing and, you know, cider references. And for the beverage heavy cocktailing that we want to do with the food, it made a lot of sense for us. And it's catchy. I love the name.
It's, you know.
Yeah, it's a beautiful name. Matthias, thank you so much for being here. Greatly appreciated. Dane, always fun to talk to you. And again, the website, if you want to know more about the Pilot Light Chefs program, is pilotlightchefs.org, correct?
Pilotlightchefs.org. And see Matthias there at Gideon Suite in the future, and of course on the 3rd over there at Revel at Fulton Market.
Excellent.
And we have a parting gift for you, Matthias. You can take a bone of beef sandwich.
I thought I was going to get four of them.
Wait a minute. You can take four.
Okay. Now, he's not
eat them in the Uber on the way home.
Now, as he prepares so much great food, he was not involved in the preparation of the great beefs that we have here. But a big congrats to Bone of Beef, their 20th location, 613 North McClurg Court. And we'll be enjoying some today. So big congrats to Bona.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it.
We'll
have
take
a great day.
Quick break. You too. A quick break, some news, then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.